B-Pod Studios.
Tim in Quakertown's on the Fanatic. How you doing, Timmy?
What's up, boys?
What's up, man?
Hey, a couple callers earlier stole my point about like the haters out there. I just wanted to say I 100% agree with that. There's the same people who hate Simmons, who hate on Wentz. They hate on Giroux. They don't want the Phillies to sign Harper. And it's just ridiculous. It drives me nuts. But I mainly wanted to talk about the Flyers.
Sure.
I'm almost 37. You know, the Flyers have probably been the best team overall in the 37 years of my life, you know, wins, losses. And like you guys said earlier, like it's so confusing and frustrating right now at them because like I need them to be good. Like the Eagles won the Super Bowl. That's a box check. Like I need that Stanley Cup, and we're wasting probably the second best Flyers player ever with Giroux, and we're just not putting pieces around him. And it just drives me nuts watching him night after night with the same just, I mean, you can tell in my voice. I'm frustrated. But
I don't know if he's the second best ever. You got Lindros in there, but I get what you're saying. But yeah, you got to surround the players in that sport more than. I mean, there's 18 guys, skaters, that play a game. And
absolutely.
Tell me the goalies that he had up until now.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Where's the left winger that when he was a center that could snipe?
Exactly. I'm hopeful that this offseason they can get it turned around fast. I'm in agreement with the GM saying, like, everybody's tradable except for Giroux. I'd really like to see them get Mark Stone, you know. I don't know if that's free agency or trade, but just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on. Yeah,
you have to trade for him to extend. He's contract's up. He's going to be a UFA.
I just wanted to get your guys' thought on who you think they would get, and I just wanted to leave you one last thought. Anthony, you're always talking about one bloody nil. I'm still waiting for that Raul ball to land over the fence.
Bro, oh my God, Timmy.
Yeah.
So with you, brother. So I always think that, and the biggest takeaway from that fly ball is that it was early October and it was chilly that night and there was a stiff wind blowing in from right field, which is uncommon these days for early October. October 3rd, I think it was, or October 4th. Now October 3rd, 4th is, you know, still 85 at night.
Yeah, it's balmy.
That ball flies out.
That night,
it was abnormally chilly. That night.
And the balls just weren't carrying.
No, and that's why they lost.
Yeah. I remember that vividly. I still remember that vividly. You're going, how's that not get out? Right?
It's amazing.
Oh, God, it kills you. There's ones that still just kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, even though they won a World Series in 08 and the Eagles won a Super Bowl, you can still remember the pain of the ones that you didn't. I've always said, it's like Quint in Jaws. This one was a 14-foot Mako. He lifts up his shirt and showing the bite marks on his ribs and his knee. You know, everything else.
Shark in the water.
Yeah. 78 men went into the water that day. Let's go to Alex in Bethlehem on the Fanatic. What's up, Alex?
Jason and Anthony. What's good, boys?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. I'm excited, man. Let's talk NBA Finals. I think we're headed in that direction. I'm serious.
Well, you still got a deadline. You need a bench before you get there.
8 days to the deadline.
Absolutely, absolutely. We need some depth. But right now, well, let's start with Jimmy Butler last night, guys. 7 for 9 from the field with 20 points. At one point, he was 5 for 6 with 14 points. He's just efficient. He's smart. He's stepping up as kind of the leader of this team in a way. And the way they looked in that first half last night, it was beautiful. They had spacing. They were getting everyone involved. The way we talk about balance in football, they were a balanced offense last night, at least in the first half there. It was awesome.
Oh, Alex, you're right. You're dead right. The only cautionary tale, just a little cautionary tale, is that there is no Kuzma. Forget LeBron, right? There's no Kuzma.
I hear you.
And that team's not fitting. Like, when you... Like, right now, they're young, inexperienced, and they don't fit, right, when you have three guys out like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't a difficult matchup last night, no doubt about that. But
your point is right. Like, I agree with you.
39 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, 19-point lead after the first quarter. It's crazy.
And, you know, like the reason why I think we're going to the finals is I think we have the best offense in the East, and I think we have the best starting five in the conference right now.
You going best starting five, Ant? Because you have better starting five than Boston? With Jimmy?
See, it's tough. See, Embiid's better. Boston goes together. Alex, I feel you. You get the bench, and I'm with you. Like, if you got two pieces, all right? You got your two pieces.
So, like, Kevin Love and a Bellinelli type.
Yes. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, yes, because you know why? Because Brewer is a good, really good defender. Mm-hmm. You got to replace like that Muscala. Like, I know, like that's a game last night where he would play well.
He'd be deeper in your bench.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you're, you know, again, if you add in a Love, because Love can do so many things for you. He's your stretch four. He can also play the five and give Joe a break. See, the problem now is with Brett's biggest problem is that he's trying to split up time. Like, how do you divvy all those minutes up and still not lose presence when you don't have Butler or Ben or Joe because they can't play 48 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So you're trying. What he's trying to do is mix and match those guys at a certain point. Have one of them on the floor.
That's why he had Jimmy handling the ball at portions last
Correct.
Night. That was a test last night. So that when he gets into the playoffs, he goes, "Well, I got to see how this looks if I can sustain."
Yeah,
it.
I mean it's about rotations. Like,
yeah, gives him more options.
Right. It's like what you want to do. What you're going to try to do. Denver Saturday night, he had Chapman trying to handle the ball, which probably, I don't think so. But that's the biggest issue with them is their depth.
And you could use
you can't give them a blow. And that's why, yeah. Look, when you're winning titles, why do you think LeBron, remember trade deadline with the Cavaliers? Like, they were in on every veteran. They all wanted to come and get a, because they all played a role.
Yeah. Yeah, and in those situations when you had to take guys off the floor. And to win an NBA title, you're going to have to do it. When you play against a team like Boston, you can't take Embiid, Butler, and Simmons off the floor at any point.
Right.
That's when those huge runs happen.
That's right.
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It is the Midday Show. Coming up, another keyword at 1 o'clock, another chance at $1,000 in our Big Green giveaway. So stay tuned. That's on the way and much more. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Let's talk about DraftKings because February 3rd is this Sunday. Not only is it the biggest football game of the year, it's also the biggest betting day of the year. You can get in on all the action from the comfort of your own couch with the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. So it's the app has everything, right? Like all the for the big game, you name it, the spread, the over-under, the amount of yards. If you think that, you know, say Josh Reynolds, I'll give you one. I think Josh Reynolds over receiving yards is the way to go because Belichick's going to take away, I think, Cooks and Woods, just like he did last week with Kansas City, taking away Tyreek and Kelsey. And Watkins got all the action. I think Reynolds can get all the action for the big game. But check him out. There's a bunch of different props and all kinds of fun stuff for the big game with over 10 million bets having been placed to date on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. DraftKings based right here in the United States, not offshore, so you know your funds are safe and secure. And this is it. Last chance to bet on football this season. As the special big game bonus, new users will get their first bet match up to $500 for a limited time. DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC at sign up on DraftKings.com. Code FANATIC when you sign up on DraftKings.com or on the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey. Only gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, it is 12:20 on the Midday Show. I'm real curious because Roger Goodell is speaking today. And I'm curious what he has to say. Now, what does he say on the Saints? What does he say about the state of the league? You know, say what you want about it. I know we're not that like into the Super Bowl, but I'm curious of what is he going to talk about.
Well, yeah, it's the biggest thing we watch all year. And how's he going to...
Yes.
One of the things I saw, he's going to address player discipline again. I don't know, it's always an issue in how the players are held accountable for their actions on and off the field. So, did you see Sean Payton was... drowning his sorrows in ice cream.
This is a great story.
See that?
Sean Payton spent the last week eating ice cream and watching Netflix.
Yeah. what a joke.
Like he was a teenage girl who didn't get to go, who got jilted at the prom.
Yeah, way to be the leader of your football team by going into a fetal position and watching Netflix. Like, come on.
Yeah,
man.
I'll be honest with you, though. All right, as much as we can mock that, it humanizes them.
Yeah, I guess.
It does. I mean, let's be real. Like, we've all been depressed or, you know, something happened and you go into a little bit of a shell and you sit and veg and maybe not ice cream, but potato chips and Netflix.
Yeah, but the thing is he's the football coach. And it's like, dude, you had a chance to win in overtime. I know they blew the call, but you still had a chance to win the game and you didn't. So it's not like it was this overtime play and they scored a touchdown on it and it ended your season. No, you still had an opportunity and you missed it. So get the F over it.
Nah.
And he's safe fans too.
I disagree, honestly. Like, I think it's new. I think he's actually been humanized.
Yeah, but you agree that they need to get the hell over it at this point. Because they had a chance to win the game. It was a big play in a game, but it wasn't the play.
I hear you. If I walk in his shoes, I'm doing the same thing.
All right.
I am. I got to be real.
Well, I'm going to be the leader and say, guys, we got to shake this off and get ready. And we come back. Well, next. You have a day.
Again, it's been a week. A day?
It's been 2 weeks.
Well, it was a week. Last week. Spent last week doing the ice cream and Netflix. What do you mean, guys? You're not seeing the guys. The guys, they dispersed.
Yeah, I know. But my guys are reading that he's under the covers with a pint of Ben and Jerry's watching some show, watching the Bundy tapes. You know what I mean?
But, like, here's the thing. I appreciate that he's devastated.
And that he's not subhuman.
Yeah, I still think you might be a little subhuman.
Yeah.
That being said, I kind of understand it. I would do the same thing. I lose that game, I don't want to talk to anybody for a week.
No, I get it. And you want to bunker down, but never make it public that you're eating ice cream. And
why?
What would Gabe do?
Gabe would do the same thing. You just spit the ice cream out.
Well, that's what... be a big, like, 5-gallon drum there.
Yeah, but why? Let me ask you. Why can't you say that?
I think just as the leader of the team, my thought has always been when things are in chaos or in stress mode, the leader can't show it.
Okay, they're not in any stress mode because the season's over.
Yeah, but he's got to lead these guys again next year.
Right, but there's a finite period of time that I think you're allowed to wallow.
Well, he can wallow, but don't let it get out and be public that you're there under your whoopee with a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Why?
Eating brownie brittle.
What about you're going to look at him differently?
Yeah. What does he man up? Come on. He's got a Super Bowl ring. I know, but it's not. But again, it wasn't the play that determined the game. It's a big blown call. I get it.
Well, I'm sure he's not just bemoaning the call. I'm sure
he's... Oh, that's all he's been talking about. Everybody else there.
But I think he's depressed over the whole game. Like, the fact that he had a chance to put the game out of reach early.
Well, then he should have said that in his 15 post-game pressers, too, where all he did was bemoan the call.
I think he's...
Like somebody stole his lunch money.
I never want to be in a position to stick up for him.
Yeah, you're defending him. I'm stunned.
Because I can't stand him. You know, but if he's in Whoville right now and he's under the covers and having his ice cream.
Is a cat in a hat going to walk in and give him a new pint?
His mint chocolate chip.
By the way, I finished the Bundy tapes last night.
Did you get scared?
Oh, yesterday I finished it before the game. No, but it was so crazy.
What'd
I don't
you
remember.
Learn? What'd you learn about it?
That it was a lot crazier than I remember because his trial his appeals from death row were all in the 80s. I mean, he was executed on, I think, January 24th, 1989, 30 years ago. And I remember when he was executed, it was like, it was kind of, you're at that age, it was kind of weird, You're like, this guy's alive, woman, and they killed him when he was a perfectly healthy human being, not mentally, but, and there were people like celebrating and tailgating, selling shirts and pins. Today it's Tuesday, but today's Friday for Bundy because they're going to fry him in the chair and everything. So it was different. I don't know if it was enjoyable to watch, but it was voyeuristic. I'll tell you that.
I don't know. I don't know if I could. I think I'm out on it.
Deeply disturbing, man.
Yeah. See, I think I'm out on it
because he could present himself so normally, but he was so obviously sick beyond belief. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I could prefer. I know some people prefer docs to movies. I prefer movies to docs.
Yeah, I do too.
I prefer fiction to nonfiction. A lot of dudes like nonfiction over fiction. I like fiction more than nonfiction. I like movies more than docs. Certain documentaries are really good. But in reality, I like to be taken away. I want to be completely. Take it away from that's why I like fiction.
Yeah, because they can go in any direction they want.
Yeah,
no hold.
Like I don't want to have to think again, like you do. But in your leisure time, I don't have to think that there's another Ted Bundy out there somewhere.
Yeah, that's what it does. It's scary,
right? Because you know, world. And you know that, but somewhere across this world, across this country, is another sick maniac and who they need to catch.
Yeah. No doubt. 610-632-0975. Stephen Philly's on the Fanatic. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, real quick, I want to talk to Sixers, but first, I would just like to say, with New Orleans, it's almost like they're the first team in their eyes to have something go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're from a city where we lost. Right. I mean, we lost the Super Bowl, and it was proven that they cheated in 04.
Yeah.
You saw how Andy carried himself after. He tried to go back.
I hear you. But do you feel like he's weak for we're spending a week under the covers with Netflix and ice cream?
Yeah, it's Easter. You do whatever you want. It helps you get back, reset, and whatever. I don't care about Sean Payton. It's more the fans and the team and all this crying about the call.
There's a lot of crying. I agree with you.
But guess what? It's over. Super Bowl's this Sunday, and you're not in it. So cry all you want. It's not going to change.
Yeah, okay, you could say so many things. Hey, okay, you should have won it after that. Okay, you shouldn't have been in that position if your team was so good.
You were up 14-0.
Yeah, he blew it. He blew it. Get over it.
Right, you put yourself in a position where that call affected the game.
I hate babies because he's not winning with class or dignity or losing either.
Exactly. But for the Sixers,
and not only that, but he's an ass when he wins too, Steve.
Well, that's the worst part.
Yeah.
He's a J.O.
He absolutely is that.
No sympathy for me.
No, none for me either. Now, for the Sixers, real quick, everyone calling about Ben wanting to... They're off their rocker. Listen, I get this instant gratification. Points are the only thing that clearly matters to these people. It only makes you think that they've only been watching the NBA since, I guess, maybe post-Iverson. But just for everybody listening, I just want to give some quick stats on the first 2 years. Everybody's favorite shooter, Steph Curry. 36 minutes a game first year, 37 minutes a game second year. If you essentially count each stat as a point, he came out to 1.18 points per minute his first year. Steph Curry, our boy Ben, 1.62 points per game per minute his first year. Paul George, 0.975. Second year, same story. Steph gets 1.12 points per minute. Paul George is 1.09. Ben, 1.7. So for all of those calling in saying, gotta get rid of him, gotta get rid of him. First off, there's more to the game.
Yeah, I don't think people are really doing that. I agree with you. I love your stats. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. Thinking if there's just all these people that want to, ride Ben out of town. I don't see that.
No, it's a vocal minority of people that concentrate just on the lack of shot and lack of scoring. Dan in Newtown is on the Fanatic. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Danny.
So, you know, I don't like to be like this, but the fans issue is starting to become like, you know, there's sometimes like fan thresholds. There's like the fan litmus test. We kind of know what somebody's about and what they know about the game by a certain perspective. This kind of happened by accident the other day. I was watching YouTube, and I stumbled on, you know, a highlight reel of Ben's assists, right? And then, you know, something else pops up, and you can click on it, and it was like Jason Kidd's career assists. That's how I clicked on it. And, I mean, I think anybody that thinks Ben Simmons is not a point guard and doesn't appreciate how he sees the floor and how he moves the ball, go watch highlights of Jason Kidd making assists. And what you realize is that you see plays like that every night from Ben Simmons. The guy sees the floor. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And at his size.
Yeah, at his size, right?
The guy's a point guard.
I know.
Hey, one question for you.
Yeah,
for you
bro.
Guys too. And what do you think about, you know, it's hard to get a real bead on what their cap situation is going to be, the Sixers, this offseason. I know Markel's up there with the $8 or $9 million hit or whatever. But, like, what can they actually do? Like, if they sign Butler, is that it?
This is the year where you can get four. This is the last year you can do. You have a window, yeah. The way they can maneuver the cap, and they'll go into luxury, which is fine. They'll tax it. But this is the last year where you could get four.
And who is it? Who are you after, guys? I mean, if you could pry Kawhi, and I know he wants to go.
Oh, my God, I would love it.
That's the guy, man.
No, I'm with you. Ultimately, I'm kind of disappointed, though, because, Danny, I don't think you'll be able to get either of them, Kawhi or KD. See, I would love Durant. I would love Durant. And I guess my thing's going to be this. See, I don't think he goes to the Lakers. I think he comes east. And if Durant comes east, why would you go to New York, which is an absolute mess, right?
They're an abject failure.
Like, I understand New York's New York, right? The whole thing. Madison Square Garden, it's New York City. But they're in such a mess. I don't know that Kyrie and Durant, you know, see about Porzingis if he comes back, but they're still owned by that kook.
Dolan?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that situation would be. Why wouldn't you come to the Sixers?
It's a more known situation where they know where the team is.
My God.
Joe.
My God. I mean, can you imagine Kevin Durant here?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the fit, too, right?
Oh,
it's perfect.
Yo, now... You know, now you're the Warriors. Like, you just took the Warriors, and now you're, you know, the brand of basketball would be just ridiculous.
Yeah, imagine that. First of all, what it would be like to get a ticket.
Oh, my God.
At the Wells Fargo Center would be outrageous.
No, it would be amazing. But you wonder, you go.
Well, you want that, and then the pinnacle to happen out in L.A. with LeBron, and then the Sixers and LeBron take on LeBron and the Lakers in the finals. Yeah,
it'd be terrible for the league, but it'd be awesome for us.
Yeah.
But, like, why wouldn't he come here?
Well, because it's not far from... He's from D.C., so it's not far from Washington. Quick ride up 95.
Exactly.
So, and if he wants to get to the East Coast because, you know, just to play on the East Coast, then this would... It seems like a logical and desirable destination when you consider how he fits and the two players he'd be playing with. And obviously, he's a guy that has no problem sharing the spotlight because he's on that team.
Exactly.
And it just seems it stands to reason. And then to bring a title to this town, I mean, look, you go, oh, he's from Washington, maybe he wants to play there, but that team stinks. They're not going to succeed. And when he leaves, Amp, he's got to prove that he can win somewhere else and not just with those guys.
Agree.
You know? Because there is sort of a pseudo asterisk next to his name because of what happened. Because he left OKC.
Yeah, Chris will get ripped because he'll go, like, look, you went from... Yeah. You know, Steph and Clay and Boogie and Draymond to Joe and Ben and Jimmy.
Yeah, you found the next one.
But, you know, so be it.
It would be incredible.
I just think about it. I kind of, because he would be so amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good, you know, obviously he's a great, great player, but you're like, what an incredible fit.
Yeah, well, we'll see if they can put together a nice PowerPoint presentation. to sell the assets of the Sixers.
I just don't know why he would not want, like, you know, if he's him, if he's looking to get out of there, I mean, why would you go to the Knicks and you want to team up with Kyrie?
I heard his kid looked at Malvern last week. He's got a kid.
Stop. LeBron again.
Let's go to Rick and Swarthmore on the Fanatic. What's up, Rick?
Hey, hello, fellas.
Hey,
first,
Rick.
I hope, yeah, it's great to talk to you guys.
Thanks,
I don't think Sean Payton chokes on his spoon when he's eating that ice cream, to tell you the truth. He's a cheater.
Well, I just got this video sent to me from Nick Vesali on Twitter, and it looks like, by the way, if you look at the video real close, and they break it down like frame by frame, I'm going to show you this during a break, and it looks like that ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage by Aaron Donald. So if that ball's tipped, you can smash the guy.
That's right. There is no pass interference.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good. I was calling about Simmons, a little bit about Wentz, too. Listen, I think he's fabulous. I mean, he's a freakish athlete, great basketball player. My concern about Ben has been what I've seen in the last 3 years is in the last 4 minutes of a game. I was at the Thunder game. In those last 4 minutes, he went 3 for 6 from the line. He turned the ball over, and then he threw the ball into a double team with the last 6 seconds to go. Unfortunately, I see that an awful lot from Ben. So my question, you know what we did in the playoffs last year. He just got completely shut down when it mattered.
I got let's think about this for a second,
yeah,
Rick.
So, I mean, do you believe that a guy can become a gamer, or do you think that's, like, genetic?
I think he is a gamer.
Yeah, see, I think you make a lot of this, Ricky. And here's what I mean. He doesn't. Yeah. This doesn't happen a lot. You remember his first series as a pro, like his worst series as an NBA player. He's only played 2 years, not three. So the second ever playoff series against a great coach, he got schemed, right?
Yeah, yes, he did.
And you got to allow him to grow past that. See, yeah, I don't think it's a born thing. I think it's an experience thing.
I don't know too many guys that become great that they weren't great like the moment they stepped on that court.
But he is great. But he's great now. He's great.
Yeah, he is great.
And there are a lot of guys, Rick, that become great. Like guys that Tom Brady? He was drafted 199th overall. He came into the league.
No, but wait, real quick. Because you're saying
the first season he played, he brought his team down at the end of games. Wentz hasn't even done that yet. I'm a little afraid.
Yeah, listen, just allow him to grow. Like I think your expectations are out of whack.
There's plenty of guys.
I mean,
he's exhibited
greatness. All right, now
ability.
It does have to happen at the end of games. But I think in your mind, you make it bigger than what it is and think he'll never be able to do it when that's not the case.
How many guys came into the league and developed into great players? A ton. Kobe came into the NBA.
Listen, Michael wasn't the same player that he was 6 years into it.
He was a good player when he came into the NBA.
Well, very good, but he
developed into the best.
Right, he was a great player and he became the greatest ever.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, that notion of I don't think great players develop is, sorry to the caller, it's freaking asinine. Let's go to Chris in New Hope on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. You guys were talking about tanking earlier, and I know it's different in the in hockey and basketball, but I just would like to offer like an alternative to the tanking for the Flyers, especially. And why, you know, if you're going to commit to losing for 4 to 5 years, what's the difference between like finding a couple guys in this year's draft? Like you were talking about Hughes and the sniper. I don't remember
Kako.
The sniper's name.
Kapo Kako.
Why can't you package like some draft picks? You know, package like 4 to 5 years worth of draft picks to get these guys.
Yeah,
and then
here's the reason why, Chris. Because the teams that are going to draft at the top of the draft need those guys too. And they want those players. And B, if you get those guys and you're going to quick turn around, your draft picks are going to be in the 20s. They're not that valuable at that point like they are in the first five picks because you're not going to suck.
Well, I think that if management does their job, they can convince teams that they're really kind of, you know, they're mortgaging away their future and they know they think they
no,
are.
No, it doesn't work that way. And first of all, you can't trade away 5 years of first round picks. because you have to restock your cupboard. But and you can't just you can't convince another team. The other general manager is not an idiot. You can't treat him like an idiot and be one-sided and say, well, if your general manager does his job, he can make that pull the Jedi mind trick on general manager B. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, it has happened. I mean, there.
Yeah, but would you do it? Would you do it if you were the other general manager?
Well, if they're not ready to win this year or next year and they think that they're not going to win for the next couple of years anyway, to get that those future prospects and then to be able to say, you know, I see yours, and I'm going to trump you a couple years from now because your good draft picks that we're giving you now, we're going to have that, and then.
Yeah, but they already did.
So
the thing is, too, Chris, they already stocked the cupboard. They have a ton of prospects. They have a ton of picks. They have all of those things. Now you have to take those assets and turn them into players because you can't have six defensemen under 22.
Yeah, what I was saying about tanking, I didn't mean it for a long period. And it's way different than in the NHL. My only point was, look, Flyers are off to a horrible start. They're not going to make the playoffs. So
you want to face it a franchise star.
So there's this kid who is really, really good, Jack Hughes. So it was like, hey, give up on the rest of the year. It really didn't mean, like, I want them to tank and go through a process situation, what the Sixers did. It's that, well, you're already bad, so, you know. Just
let's get something good out of it.
You know? Exactly.
Yeah. All
because
is
they're
not
already,
lost.
They're already. I mean, they have cap space. They have assets. They have young players. I mean, last night on the broadcast, they were talking about how good the Flyers' young players are down below.
Yeah. Whether that's Farabee O'Brien, who's at Providence College, or Frost, who's again leading all of junior hockey in scoring. I mean, he's outrageous. So there's help on the way. But I know, again, this goes back to being patient, and nobody wants to do it. 610-632-0975. And I'm not going to try and sell it because I understand why people are impatient with that team.
I mean, that's just years of missteps.
Yeah, and no goalie. I mean, it's staggering. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about DraftKings for a second because you can enjoy the big game and from the comfort of your own couch. Yeah. I put all the action in. If you're in New Jersey or take a trip to New Jersey and you relax right on your phone with the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. So in addition to the point spread and, you know, all the total, they have all the props. And the props are a lot of fun. Like what, how many tackles? You can have all kinds of things. We talked about total field goals versus Alex Ovechkin shot on goals. That's when you can do all the crossboard stuff. It's absolutely wild. You got to check out the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. And this is your last chance to bet on football this season. Don't miss out. As a special big game bonus, new users will get their first bet matched up to $500. That's for a limited time. DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC at sign up on DraftKings.com or on the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code FANATIC, and DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements, only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Unbelievable.
12:51 lunchtime across the Delaware Valley. So we're talking about Lakers, and how about Thursday night? Tomorrow night.
Wow.
Golden State.
Is that a 10 o'clock tip 10:30, off?
10:30.
Again? With these 10:30s?
I love the 10:30s.
10:30. I prefer 10. It's just a little too late. Because if it's tight at the end, it's. I was struggling last night. I had the toothpicks out. Like in the,
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even a 10:30. It was like a 10:41.
Yeah, I watched the TNT because of TNT.
Yeah, so same thing tomorrow.
So quickly, the broadcast, the player broadcast.
Oh, man.
You didn't like it?
Oh, sucked.
I had no problem with it.
You liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, obviously, if it's a Eagles Sunday, I'd rather have Buck and Aikman and not Aikman and Charles Davis. But occasionally, in an 82-game season, every once in a while, I want to hear just the players talk. I liked it yesterday.
Yeah, it was just no structure to it at all.
Who cares about structure? It's like you're like with the boys, you know, watching the game.
Nah, it didn't. I really didn't like it. See, I didn't enjoy
that's
it.
That's the takeaway. You're with the fellas. You're watching the game. It's like what Mike and I do on Fan Cred.
Yeah, I would rather go on the Fan Cred and watch it and had you guys doing the dialogue than those guys. I just didn't feel like there was any structure to it. And like, I felt like, I mean, the good news is, you know, the old lady was asleep and I'm watching in bed. So I turned it down pretty low. I mean, I could hear it, but
You're like, I'm out. Yeah. After that, you're probably like, forget it. I just watched the game. I don't need to hear it.
Yeah, I didn't need to hear it. Like, they just didn't, to me.
I'm in between you two, which is why I kind of wanted both your opinions. Because early this morning, you were like, Andrew's like, oh, I loved it. And you were like, I hated it.
Yeah, I thought it stunk.
Like, I could take it. Like, I'll enjoy it for maybe one game. But I'm a broadcaster. I love the broadcasters. Like, to me, they add, like, a ton to the game. They add to my enjoyment.
Like so a good broadcast crew, yeah, absolutely.
Like they add to my enjoyment. Like, so I could deal with like once a year, but like I don't want to do it all the time.
Yeah, like I tried watching the Amazon feed of Thursday night. Was it Thursday Night Football? I think it was. Yeah, Thursday Night Football, where Andrea Kramer and Hannah Storm did the game. And it was more of a commentary than calling the game.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any problem with it because they were women. I had a problem with it because there was no structure to the broadcast. And my life needs structure. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't have structure, I got issues.
Yeah.
So
that's my biggest problem. I have no structure.
Yeah. I mean, anytime anything goes wrong, you know why? I didn't have enough structure.
Yeah.
You know, so I need that.
And I naturally fight, I organically fight against structure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's,
I don't like it. It doesn't fit with me, but it's a problem.
Yeah, but you need to have it. So, I didn't enjoy it, and I didn't enjoy the NFL one. And I know they do. They're trying to do different things, and they did the baseball game from the stands.
Yeah, they did every year.
I get that. I mean, you got to do something because, geez, you got 162 games. You're going to go insane if you don't. But I don't know. It wasn't for me. Definitely was not for me.
I liked it. Like, I love, like,
now, so you do don't seem like you time? Liked it.
No, not all 82 games. But, like, I love when Tom McGinnis
welcome to Philadelphia
goes off on something like that. But I also loved it when there was, like, a nice play and they react the way I do. I'm not jumping out of my seat at my own, at home when I'm by myself, but they're like, oh, man, look at that nice play. And then they can sort of go into the mind better because they are the players. They used to play in the NBA.
Well, you always have an analyst.
Yeah, but when I have three and it's three different opinions, like, I don't know. I think it's pretty cool every once in a while. Not all 82.
You feel like you're eavesdropping is what it is. And the thing is, too, is, you know, those guys, you know, they're not manufacturing excitement. They're just, like, appreciating the little aspects of the game because they know. They know better than we do that certain things are really impressive because they know that some of those things are really hard to do on an NBA floor. So that's what they can lend in their conversation. So I agree with it from that standpoint. But to me, it's just, I don't know, I had a hard time with it. Maybe a quarter I could handle. But other than that, I'm like, give me back. Can I get Kevin Harlan back, please?
Yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from. Yeah. I do. And honestly, I wouldn't want it to be a football game.
Yeah, you need the structure there.
But I did like the
coach's film room when they used to do that for the national championship game.
Yeah, well, Matt Rule did that.
Yeah, last year they did the Monday Night Football. Yeah, they did the Monday Night Football crew.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Which made it even worse.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Like, yeah, football, like the Andrew Kramer and Hannah Storm thing. Like I need down and distance. I know it says it on the screen, but I don't like sitting there and reading everything that's on the screen because then I feel like that takes away from the game. Like, I don't like the ticker. The ticker's too distracting.
Yeah, the Sunday fan. I agree. Yeah. I don't like the Sunday fantasy ticker either.
Yeah, like get it off. Because then I'm reading everything and I'm not paying attention to the game.
Well, you know what's funny now? It's constant. Is it a constant? Is it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's because it's scrolling underneath. Yeah, because it's fantasy.
So wait, it's always, it's like, you know what's funny? I have to ask this question. It's so funny because I've blocked it out. So it's on all the time, right?
Oh, right across the bottom of your screen, yeah.
Yeah. It used to be, remember they would play a little jingle? Like you'd hear, ding, 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 and then they would come up.
Yep.
And then it would go away.
Yeah, no, not anymore. It's constant because of daily fantasy, fantasy sports, and everything else.
Yeah, I try to tune it out because I don't want to see it. Like, you know, if I need to check scores or I go on my phone.
Yeah, I don't need any of that.
But I agree with you. I don't like the movement while I'm trying to watch the game, so I kind of block it out of my mind's eye.
Yeah, it jumbles up the broadcast. There's enough stuff out there to mess me up mentally. Let's get back to the phones. Chuck in North Carolina is on the Fanatic. What's up, Chuck?
Hello, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
Good. What's up, buddy?
I'm watching. I'm putting in a new disconnect because the lady burned it up and she has no heat. So I'm trying to get her heat back on for you. It's cold tonight. No one cares.
Hey!
he's not in Chicago.
Yeah, but still.
No, I'm not. Hey, my little brother's in Wausau, Wisconsin. And it's negative 26 there today. That's right underneath Green Bay. And it's negative 26 out there on his car thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cold up there. So I'm really, really grateful for being here. I mean, I've lived in Alaska and Northern Michigan. I know what it's like to be in the negatives. And as a
Wait
kid,
a second, Chuck. You lived in Alaska?
Yeah, I lived in Kodiak for 6 years, Kodiak Island. What?
What in the world? What brought you to Alaska?
My father was in the Coast Guard.
Wow. Who was it like?
It was amazing. Best experience I ever had in my life.
Wow. Really? And like this time of year when it's dark, like almost, you know, like 20 hours of the day?
As a kid, it doesn't affect you. As adults, it does. But the kids, it doesn't really affect us as kids. We were just buck wild ADHD maniacs. So, you know, we didn't really care if it was night or day. We were just balls of the wall. So. But no, for parents, I remember I used to wake up. My dad had a light, a special sunlight thing that he used to sit under. As like he would be at 5 o'clock, you know, he would set it for 5 o'clock, so he would come up with it and read a book like he was actually waking up to some type of light because it'll throw you off really bad.
Yeah, I remember Insomnia with Al.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Yeah,
I got a quick question.
Yeah,
when we do this trade, if we do a trade in our mind, are we thinking Fultz is going to get better, or are we thinking Fultz isn't going to get any better? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, if you trade Fultz, you're trading because...
Not even trading him.
What's that?
Not even saying trading him. If we do a trade and we get somebody, are we thinking, hey, let's keep Fultz because we think he's going to get better? Or maybe...
I think you have to operate with no Fultz in mind, Chuck.
Because you can't depend on him.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't... You can't build your team right now for the short term in the playoffs this year, which is what's going to happen at the deadline next week, with thinking about Fultz. Because he hasn't proven anything to you. You can't count on him at all.
Man, he's a non-factor. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.